Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Recently returned to Duluth, artist Alyssa Johnson is sharing her photographs in a new show called Once Upon an Imagination. It opens at the Red Herring Lounge on Thursday, December 13th, with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. I spoke with Alyssa Johnson about her work and her journey back to Duluth and becoming involved here. You may have seen her work at Beener Central. She's part of founder of Blind Spot Creatives, and she joins us here on Radio Gallery. Alyssa Johnson.
My medium's not yet decided, but mostly photography and writing. I don't know. I haven't really defined it yet.
Well, and that's usually okay for an artist. You do have a website and Blind Spot Creatives, and I see that you have a combination where you combine your writing and photography.
Yes. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 3 years now. It originally started out with as a travel blog where I was just sharing, you know, my photos and what I was learning along the way, but I realized that there was more that I wanted to say, and it's just stuck around. So, that's kind of my passion project and what I hope to continue to grow throughout getting involved in the community.
Is there one that drives you more, the writing or the photography?
Both. The writing, I really like how I can get out what's in my mind, but the photography is, I just think visual arts are easier for people to grasp, especially with how much noise we have all the time. It's something that can catch their attention.
Tell us a little bit about your journey into photography. Where did that start for you, and how have you nurtured that along?
So I started in high school. We had a really great photography program, and I did black and white, like in a developing room, and just had this great experience with my teacher. And he always said, you have an eye, you look at things differently, and it just stuck around. And when I went traveling and I saw all these beautiful places, it was nice to have a camera so I could look back and remember them. The more I grow up, I realize, well, this is a great way to share a story. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, is for a long time I put it on hold. It was just something that I did when it was convenient, and now I'm realizing that there's a lot of power in visual art.
Talk about putting this new show together, Once Upon an Imagination.
You know, just noticing all these plants that were growing out of the cracks, and it's very down to earth. Like, the perspective of the pictures are a little bit lower and kind of from a child's point of view. And so visually it was just slowing down and noticing what was going on around me, but the message is a little bit deeper in how, you know, when we're younger, we have all this time to appreciate what's around us, and at what point do we lose that, and what causes us to lose that freedom to just see the world for, you know, all its beauty instead of the noise that we get through the media and through the news, and how can we kind of stay youthful in our perspective and open, because I feel a lot of life is closing us off. So, yeah, it's very reflective in nature.
And what do you hope that people take away from this? That maybe that ability to slow down and look around?
Definitely, to slow down, to look around, to realize that life is pretty incredible and that it's so short, and why are we becoming so busy where we don't enjoy, you know, the simplicity? And to watch the seasons change is really what it comes down to, is like everything around us is teaching us something. And if we can just slow down and be a part of it instead of removed from it, maybe there'll be a deeper connection, not only in the relationships we have with others, but with ourselves and with nature. It's full circle.
So we're having an opening next Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Red Herring.
Yeah, the reason I moved back to Duluth was to get more involved in an artistic community and meet people who are doing this and be able to collaborate with others. So really, I would love to have the opportunity to meet people and just have a conversation, really.
Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.